Episode 234, From Dream to Doorstep, Mastering Dropshipping for Your Fashion Business. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Fashion Marketing Podcast. This episode is a paid subscription for subscribers of this podcast, so only four people are paying to listen to this lesson. And I'm so excited to talk about dropshipping in a more deep way. So this podcast, as you know, is sponsored by ebooksforfashion.com. So let's talk about dropshipping and dropshipping in fashion business, and especially how to start a dropshipping business as a passive income in the fashion business. So we're gonna talk about what is dropshipping, how dropshipping can help a fashion business, the pros and cons of dropshipping for fashion business, and how does dropshipping work for fashion business, and the best dropshipping apps and resources to start a dropshipping business immediately. So what is dropshipping? Dropshipping is a supply chain management in which the retailer does not keep goods in stock, but instead transfer the customer orders and shipment details to either the manufacturer, another retailer, or a wholesaler, who then ships the good directly to the customer. As in retail businesses, the majority of retailers make their profit on the difference between the wholesale and the retail price, but some retailers earn an agreed percentage of the sales in commission paid by the wholesaler to the retailer. How dropshipping can help a fashion business? Okay, no, I was just checking if, okay, everything was correct in the podcast. Dropshipping can help you and your fashion business if you are a merchant owning a boutique online. With dropshipping, you don't have to own inventory. In this way, you can work whenever and wherever you want. When your store sells a product, you purchase the item sold from a third party, and the supplier has to ship directly to the customer. There are lots of benefits, but also a few problems with dropshipping. Let's analyze how you can work with dropshipping and you can create your passive income without investing lots of money. The pros and cons of dropshipping. Pro of dropshipping, easy to start, no inventory required, less money to invest at the beginning, you can work from everywhere you like, it's a business easy to scale, wide range of products. Cons of dropshipping, low margins on sales, potential problems with inventory, potential problems with shipping. How does dropshipping work for fashion business? Let's say you run a multi-brand online store of shoes with a dropshipping business model. There are four steps to understand how the dropshipping system works. Step 1. A customer purchases a pair of shoes from your online boutique. Step 2. You receive the payment from your customer for the shoes ordered and you forward the order to the supplier. Step 3. Your supplier ships the order directly to the customer. Once the shipment has been fulfilled, you will receive an invoice from your supplier and the shipment tracking number. Step 4. You email your customer that the order has been shipped and you will send him or her an invoice plus the shipment tracking number. With the order shipped, the payment collected, and the customer notified, the order and the fulfillment process is complete. As a store owner, your profit is the difference between what you charge to the customer and what you pay to the supplier. Very important, you can choose to pay for the shipping cost, or you can ask to the supplier to pay for the shipping costs. Your supplier doesn't exit to the end customer, doesn't exist to the end customers. Your supplier's responsibility is only to stock and ship the products. Everything else, like marketing, website development, customer service, is your total responsibility because you are the boutique owner. So which kind of suppliers should I choose for my online boutique? Once you open an online boutique with dropshipping business model, you should be very clear with the suppliers you want to work with. It's so important that you can create a strong relationship with your suppliers because they are the heart of your business. They must provide you high quality products, ship on time, and the whole process from ordering to shipping must run smoothly. There are five places where you can find your suppliers. Offline trade shows like Pictet Imagine, California Market Center, Tranoi, many offline trade shows. Online trade shows like Appler, Le New Black, Fair. Apps for dropshipping platforms like Spocket, Modalist, CNC, and many more. Google, or locally, your local independent designer market. Which kind of sales channel should I use for my dropshipping business? Once you have selected the products, the suppliers, and your business is legally established, it's time to start selling on your fashion online store. Now it's time to decide how to get your products in front of your dream customers. There are several options available, but you can choose to work on only your website or to use multiple sales channels. Your online store, for example, you can use platforms like Shopify, your store on Amazon, or your store on eBay. In my opinion, it's always better to start selling in your online store first and then add another sales channel. Let's check the pros and cons about selling on your own online store. Pros: more control, beautiful design and a unique image, brand awareness, no third part fees. Cons: less traffic, free traffic. How to deal with the returns on dropshipping business model for fashion? Let's think that you are running a multi-brand online shows boutique. Your customer contact you to request a return. You request a RMA, return merchandise authorization, from your supplier. Your customer mail back the merchandise to your supplier, noting the RMA on the address. Your supplier make a refund to your bank account for the wholesale price of the merchandise sold. You refund your customer for the full order's price. This is a simple way to deal with returns. Try to keep that simple if you want to grow your fashion business and build a strong relationship with your customers. Very important, you should always pay for the return shipping fees for defective items that your customers have purchased from you. If you want to keep your customers satisfied, you should always provide a high quality customer support for your dropshipping business. If you want to build a strong relationship, you should always handle a customer's request in a very smooth way. To be efficient and respond in a timely way, there are three apps platforms that you can integrate in your online store, and they can help you to satisfy your customer request: Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Telegram Messenger, Zendesk. With these platforms and integration, you are able to chat, respond to the phone, and email your customers. So now let's see the last part: the best dropshipping apps and resources to start a dropshipping business immediately. Do you want to open your own online boutique, but you don't know where to find clothing, accessories, and jewelry suppliers? Here's a list of the best places where to find the right suppliers for your online boutique. First, Collective Fab. Collective Fab provides over 6,500 products in fashion and beauty, including women's clothes, jewelry, shoes. Their dropshipping service costs at $29 a month. Second, CC Wholesale Clothing is a women's clothing wholesaler and dropshipper based in Los Angeles. They offer over 3,500 items, with the new items added weekly. They also provide marketing materials. See their pricing page for more information on their plans and to sign up. I will put all the links of these resources in the show notes. Clothing showroom. Clothing showroom is a clothing wholesaler that also offers a selection of its items for dropshipping, including tops, bottoms, dresses, and plus size. Contact them for more information about their dropshipping program. Then you can find Modalist, which has a great integration with Shopify as well. Modalist enables online merchants to find and sell millions of dropship products that range from low-cost goods to high-quality, unique items. Through their big commerce app, merchants can connect their store, but also on Shopify, and add products from over 40 categories in just one click. They also offer their own marketplace of USA and Europe-based suppliers with niche products. They have a free forever plan that allows for unlimited orders. The best dropshipping apps and resources to start the dropshipping business immediately, there are more in Nordstrom than Trendsgal, Brands Gateway, Moi Fashion, ModeShe, Brand Distribution. Also myonlinefashionstore.com, Griffati. But what I can suggest you that the best thing to do is these three best dropshipping apps to connect directly your Shopify store for finding high quality fashion suppliers. I would suggest you Spocket, because they dropship quality products from verified suppliers in US and Europe, and you can easily add products in Spocket. Then there is a Modalist that we spoke before about Modalist. And Cincy is a business-to-business platform for dropshippers, retailers, and suppliers. You can find over a million products of reliable suppliers from around the world. These are my top three best dropshipping apps that I would really suggest you to add to your Shopify store. So I hope you enjoyed this lesson, which was only focused on dropshipping for fashion business. And if you want to learn more, check the show notes. And if you have any question, as usual, you can send me a message to maristella@ebooksforfashion.com. I hope you enjoyed, and I talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now. Welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast, the fashion marketing podcast that will help you to start or to grow your fashion business today. Want to learn more? Visit our website, ebooksforfashion.com, where you will find lots of free resources for your fashion business. Thanks for listening!